And this is KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, we have Non-Human Radio, but first, this.
.1 KZFR presents in Chico a New Year's Eve blowout. It's Tuesday, December 31st at the Chico Women's Club, starring three great local bands, Swamp's End, Smokey the Groove, and Lo and Behold. Get tickets online at kzfr.org, Chico Paper Company, and Blazin' J's. This is a low-dough show. Tickets only $10 in advance. The New Year's Eve blowout is at the Chico Women's Club. Don't miss it. Beer from Sierra Nevada.
All right. What do we have here? I'd like to say that Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Om Foods, serving organic, non-GMO whole foods, including wild-caught mahi-mahi, and having the largest vegan menu in downtown Chico. Om Foods serves homemade teas and lemonade, acai bowls and smoothies blended with coconut water, and you can find them at 142 Broadway, just two blocks from Chico State. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. with to-go and catering available. For more info, you can find them at iloveomfoods.com and on Facebook. And we're also made possible by Peterson Tree Care, because trees need care. John Peterson continues his family tradition of caring for Chico's amazing natural resource. Licensed, bonded, and insured with financing available, Peterson Tree Care handles residential and commercial properties and can be reached by calling 518-0924. And welcome to show 1947, the November 20th, 2019 episode of Non-Human Radio, a roundup of current news on animal issues focusing on animal rights and veganism. I'm your host, Jeannie Trezino. I'm here every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico and streaming online at kzfr.org. Because Thanksgiving is coming up next Thursday, today's show will cover a recent survey that shows that Americans are open to the idea of skipping the turkey for Thanksgiving, followed by a couple of recipes you can try for your Thanksgiving meal, and some local vegan Thanksgiving pre-made shortcut options for that big day. You might want to keep pen and paper handy to take notes, or you can listen to the archive show online at kzfr.org. The final story that we'll be getting into is an interesting piece from Civil Eats on the rise of vegans as a voting bloc. And we'll end with, as always, with the Chico Vegan Calendar of Events. So for our first news story, almost 30% of Americans are willing to consider going without turkey this Thanksgiving. According to market research from Dynata for the company The Meatless Farm, nearly 30% of American consumers would be willing to consider going without turkey this Thanksgiving. Dynata surveyed over 1,000 adult respondents, 18 years of age and over, all over the United States, in four different regions, about having a meat-free Thanksgiving and their feelings towards a plant-based Thanksgiving. Younger Americans are the most likely to consider a meat-free holiday, perhaps unsurprisingly. Adults in the 25 to 34-year age group are the most likely to consider a meat-free Thanksgiving. Almost half, about 45%, are willing to go meat-free. Adults 18 to 24 are also highly likely to consider a meat-free Thanksgiving, with about 40% willing to go meat-free. That's about 43%. Not surprisingly, or maybe surprisingly, adults in the 55 to 64-year-old age group are much less willing to go without turkey at Thanksgiving. Less than 17% of Americans in this age group are willing to go meat-free. Personal health is the most influential factor in Americans' decision to consider eating more meat-free meals. Nearly 60% claim that personal health would most likely influence their decision before animal welfare, weight loss, and even the environment. Concerns about meat's impact on the environment have a low influence on Americans' decision to eat meat-free, with only 12% of respondents saying concerns over meat's impact on the environment would be a reason for them to eat more meat-free meals. And that was a report from the Vegconomist, which is a European-based website, citing some recent research That was published November 13th. You're listening to Animal News on Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM. If you want to follow more current events and animal rights-related news, I invite you to follow the Non-Human Radio Facebook page. All right. So get ready maybe with pencil and paper. I'm going to share a couple of recipes just because Thanksgiving is such a food-oriented holiday. Here's a simple recipe for a vegan roast with miso-glazed root vegetables and gravy that I am going to be enjoying with my family next week. And I hope you all enjoy this diversion from our usual news-heavy lineup. I just thought this holiday is so food-oriented that maybe y'all would like a little help on that field. So this is based on a commercial product called Field Roast. It's their celebration roast, which you can find locally in our supermarkets and such. You're going to take one of those, and you're going to slice it into half-inch slices. That roast is made from plant-based grain meat and has a stuffing of butternut squash and mushrooms, and it's seasoned with sage, garlic, rosemary, and thyme. Preheat your oven to 400 degrees. Get a large baking sheet out and line it with parchment paper. And while the oven is heating up, you're going to mix together a bowl for your, get a bowl and mix in your glaze ingredients. It's going to be 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 tablespoons of miso paste, white or yellow, 2 tablespoons of rice wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon of maple syrup, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt and pepper each, more or less, depending on your taste. And then you're going to get a pound total of carrots, parsnips, and turnips. Peel those babies and chop them up into about 1-inch chunks. Get a medium-sized red onion and cut it into wedges. And then peel and cut 2 sweet potatoes and slice them up into 1-inch pieces. And then get 4 or more whole cloves of garlic peeled. So you're going to add all those chopped veggies into your bowl and toss them to coat. And then transfer that whole thing onto the parchment-lined baking sheet and roast it at that 400-degree oven until tender and starting to get crisp, probably about 40 to 45 minutes. And while they're roasting in the oven, you're going to take that sliced-up field roast and get a pan out so that you can pan-fry them with 1 to 2 teaspoons of olive oil. A nonstick skillet will work great, but probably a nice cast iron or something would work well too. So you're going to take each of those slices and brown them on each side for a couple of minutes and then set those aside on a platter. And if you want to, you can set it aside on the platter you're going to serve your meal with. If that is about 45 minutes later and the veggies are done, you'll see them kind of turn brown on the edges. Take the veggies out and those can go around your slices of field roast on that platter. And then you can make a gravy. And you can make a vegan gravy very easily. You can also purchase it. Trader Joe's has it. And that's going to be set aside. Get 2 cups of vegetable broth. Get about 3 tablespoons of nutritional yeast, which you can get at Safeway or at Trader Joe's or at the co-op or at a number of places. It's just it's got a lot of cheesy, umami, savory flavor to it. And to that 2 cups of vegetable broth, 3 tablespoons of nutritional yeast, you're going to add 1 tablespoon of soy sauce, 1/2 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, and 1/4 cup of all-purpose flour. And add all that into the pan that you just used to saute your field roast slices. And on medium-high heat, bring that up to temperature, get it simmering, and whisk with if you're using a nonstick pan, be sure it's a nonstick safe silicone coated whisk until the gravy thickens. And there you go. So that will give you a nice meal probably to serve up to 4 people. So do your vegan friends a favor, or if you're vegan yourself, enjoy and bon appetit. And very quickly, I have a dessert for you. I just made this the other day. It is like stupid simple to make. So Trader Joe's is your friend here. Get a box of Trader Joe's pumpkin bread mix. Get a can of pumpkin puree at Trader Joe's or elsewhere. It's all around now. And 1/4 cup of water. You're going to mix all that together in a bowl. Put it in a loaf pan. And cook it according to the box directions. Maybe add about 15 minutes more because it's kind of a dense batter. And that is it. It's easy peasy. You don't need to worry about substituting for the egg, substituting for the milk. You just, it's just pumpkin, water, and the mix, and that's it. That does all the work. So there you go. That's a recipes for an entree and for a vegan pumpkin bread that you can enjoy on Thanksgiving. I'll just say a Thanksgiving meal without dead bodies and animal products is not a sacrifice. It can be an option that is abundant with great flavors, with great textures, aromas, and colors. And it is in alignment with compassion and justice. And I'm going to give you a rundown on some local vegan Thanksgiving options. If cooking the aforementioned roast vegetable feast with field roast is not in your wheelhouse, here are some local options for you. Near and Dear Vegan Baked Goods is accepting pre-orders for a number of vegan handmade pies and galettes. She's offering a caramel apple pie, butternut squash, cornmeal crumble pie, a vegan goat cheese and apple galette. Yes, it is vegan. And an Earl Grey apple galette. And if you want to reach her, you can find her on Facebook or on Instagram. And I believe orders are being accepted through Monday. And you can coordinate payment and such with her directly. And that's Near and Dear Vegan Baked Goods in Chico. New Earth Market in Chico is also accepting pre-orders for vegan Thanksgiving meals. They are doing a full array of sides, including baked yam souffle, stuffing, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, gravy, cranberry sauce, and they have two kinds of pie to choose from, a pumpkin pie and an apple crumble. For more information, go to their website at newearthmarket.com, and that probably, if you place that pre-order, you can pick it up in Chico on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. We don't have a Sprouts Market in Chico, but they are also doing a phenomenal vegan Thanksgiving meal through their catering department. You can order a meal for four, and they will have it all ready to go. I think the closest Sprouts is in Lincoln, and there's a lot of different options in Sacramento if you want to travel there. You order online, and then you can pick up at the store at your approved time. Vegans in Sacramento report that Sprouts did a good job with all their vegan options last year. It looks like what they're offering is a 2.5-pound garden roast, a pound of cornbread stuffing, a pound of sweet potato casserole, a pound of green bean casserole, and 14 ounces of cranberry sauce. So that is yet another option for having a whole vegan Thanksgiving, whether you're vegan or if you have vegan guests. Or maybe you just want to try doing a vegan Thanksgiving. Even if you're not otherwise vegan on the other 364 days of the year, you can try being vegan on one day. And there's Thanksgiving is not a bad day to give it a try. And I'll give you a rundown of Trader Joe's, which is your friend also. They have a surprising range of easy vegan options. They have pumpkin breakfast rolls in those little pop-open cans with a vegan pumpkin spice icing. They have crescent rolls in those pop-open cans. They have a vegetable tray with vegan ranch dip. And it's labeled, it says vegan right on the front label, so you can't miss it and can't get it confused. They have two kinds of cranberries in their refrigerated case, cranberry orange relish and a cranberry sauce. They also have their own house brand of turkeyless stuffed roast with a side of gravy. And they also have organic savory vegan mushroom gravy that's in a 16-ounce tub that you can buy as a side. They have in their frozen section riced cauliflower stuffing with cranberries. For vegan butter, so maybe you want to make mashed potatoes, which is an easy vegan option, can be easy if you don't use butter. They have at Trader Joe's and elsewhere in town, you can get Smart Balance or Miyoko's brands, which are both vegan. Trader Joe's has its own turkey and stuffing seasoned kettle chips, and that is vegan. And they have gourmet fried onion pieces for the ever-present green bean casserole. Their mini marshmallows are vegan. Who knew? They have a pretty decent soy creamy vanilla ice cream. And they have coconut whip topping, which you can get in their refrigerated section. So I just wanted to give those some suggestions. Trader Joe's is very vegan-friendly. Their items are easily found and well-labeled, and they do have a guide online and in the store of all their vegan options. All right. You've been listening to Animal News on Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM. That was the Thanksgiving rundown. We'll probably revisit it again next Wednesday. But I wanted to give you a heads up so you can start putting together your shopping list, because I think this weekend is when folks are going to be filling up their pantries and refrigerators with in preparation for Thanksgiving. All right, our last news story, our last item, is on the rise of vegans as a political bloc, as a sector to be aware of. With vegan, and this is from the website Civil Eats, which covers food issues in general, not just vegan issues. With vegan restaurants on the rise, sales of vegan foods outpacing other cuisine, and young adults flocking to plant-based diets, 2019 has been deemed the year of the vegan, at least by some media. Forbes, The Economist, and The Guardian all agree that veganism has gone mainstream. And as with most things this year, the political realm is following suit. Plant-based diets have come up multiple times during the 2020 presidential race, largely because one of the contenders, Senator Cory Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey, has been a vegan since 2014, and another, Representative Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat from Hawaii, is a vegetarian. For the first time in U.S. history, being a meat-free politician isn't necessarily a liability. That a vegan diet has become a respectable topic is a sign for progress, said Matthew Liebman, director of litigation for the Animal Legal Defense Fund. He went on to say, most people don't think it's something to be concerned about, that it doesn't make a candidate ineligible to be president. I think 10 or 12 years ago, being vegan would have undercut a candidate's standing, end quote. A recent HuffPost YouGov poll found that 70% of registered voters say a candidate's veganism doesn't matter to them. And only 12% of respondents say that they would not consider voting for a vegan president. Animal welfare advocates point out that while vegans make up a small percentage of the electorate, voters of all dietary backgrounds are increasingly concerned about animal cruelty and climate change, particularly the large carbon footprint of animal agriculture. Through platforms that discuss the human toll of concentrated livestock farming, candidates can make a compelling case for why animal welfare should matter to Americans, vegan or otherwise. Diane May, the director of communications for the advocacy group Mercy for Animals, told Civil Eats that, quote, the relationship between factory farming and climate change has really changed the conversation. It's been a great gateway to discuss how issues of animal agriculture aren't just about animals, but also the people who work in factory farms or food processing plants. Those workers are more likely to have injuries. And it also concerns the contract farmers who are very heavily in debt. There is a way to talk about these issues really holistically in a way that allows people to care about them, whether they are vegan, vegetarian, or whether they eat meat. And that was a quote from Diane May from Mercy for Animals. Although 7% of registered voters included in the recent HuffPost YouGov poll said that they are more likely to support a vegan candidate over the alternative, most animal advocates said that the candidate's policies matter more to them than their diets. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro is neither vegan nor vegetarian, but in August, he became the first Democratic presidential candidate to release an animal welfare plan. His Protecting Animals and Wildlife PAW policy would strengthen the Endangered Species Act, make animal cruelty a federal crime, reform the factory farming system, and stop animal shelters from euthanizing healthy pets, among other measures. And we did talk about that when he debuted that back in August. We talked about that on Non-Human Radio. Animal rights groups applauded Castro's plan and encouraged other presidential candidates to develop similar platforms. Cory Booker followed suit about a week later with a plan that would shut down puppy mills, ban cruel animal traps on federal lands, expand animal wildlife habitat, and place new limits on animal testing in his update of the federal chemical safety law. To date, vegetarian Tulsi Gabbard includes no such policy on her campaign website, while Senator Bernie Sanders, an omnivore, has already co-sponsored a number of pieces of animal rights legislation, including the Egg Products Inspection Act, which improves conditions for egg-laying chickens, and the Safeguard American Food Exports Act, which opposes horse slaughter for meat. Sanders may not be vegan, but he has a following in that community, including the Vegans for Bernie Facebook group. And that is likely because he has been outspoken about sustainable meat and factory farming. As more voters embrace veganism, reduce their meat consumption, or take an interest in animal welfare, it's plausible that the number of politicians who adopt platforms around these issues could grow. The fact that the Humane Party, a political party for vegans and animal rights advocates, exists may be the best indicator that such a voting bloc could emerge in the not-so-distant future. Formed in 2009, the Humane Party has hundreds of members, mostly active in California and New York. The party only supports candidates who have committed to humane values personally and politically. The Humane Party may be a fringe political group, but more Americans are adopting humane values. In 2015, Gallup found that 32% of Americans believe animals should have the same rights as people, which was up from 25% in 2008. And 62% believe that animals deserve some protection while still being used for the public's benefit. Survey respondents weren't directly asked about veganism, but 26% said that they were very concerned about livestock and animals raised for food, while 54% said that they were somewhat worried about this issue. Gallup attributed the rise of Americans troubled by the treatment of livestock to documentaries such as Food, Inc., which have sounded the alarm about corporate control of the food chain. Matt Liebman of the Animal Legal Defense Fund gave the animal rights movement credit for this trend, saying that, quote, "The animal rights movement dates back to the 1970s, and it raised the public consciousness about these issues through leafleting, undercover investigations, and documentaries. 10 or 12 years ago, the conversation might not have been as developed, but the Ringling Brothers circus issue brought attention to animal suffering, and now there's a greater availability of plant-based alternatives to meat. There's a dynamic of social change, and having it play out in the national stage during the presidential debates is progress." And that was Matt Liebman from the Animal Legal Defense Fund. Major presidential candidates may not be ready to make veganism and animal welfare key parts of their platforms, but cities and states are rapidly enacting legislation related to these issues. New York City, for example, just passed a foie gras ban that goes into effect in 2022. The legislation was part of a bundle of animal welfare bills that include proposals to bar the decline of healthy cats, prohibit horse-drawn carriage rides under some circumstances, and to recognize meatless Mondays in the city. Just last month, California approved a statewide fur ban, oh yeah, a move that came after San Francisco and L.A. passed their own such bans. Last year, Californians backed Proposition 12 to improve living conditions for animals raised for food, including hens, sows, and veal calves. And while it's tempting to write off the newly passed animal welfare laws in New York and California as the activism of the coastal elite, swing or red states such as Florida, Ohio, and Arizona have also passed legislation to end extreme confinement of egg-laying hens. Iowa took measures this year to reduce animal cruelty, with its House of Representatives passing Bill number HF 737, a bill that would raise the penalties for such abuse. The legislation will head to the Iowa Senate next year. The animal welfare legislation passed at the city and state levels shapes the political discourse at the national level, animal advocates say. And that was an article from November 14th from the online site civileats.com titled, "Will 2020 Mark the Rise of a Vegan Voting Bloc?" You've been listening to Animal News on Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio hosted by yours truly, Jeannie Trezino. And now we have the Chico Vegan and Animal Rights Calendar of Events. So if you haven't put that pencil and paper away, you might want to just make some notes on some dates and locations. Coming up this Saturday, we have a bunch of events. We'll start with kitties and yoga. FUR, Friends United in Rescue of Paradise, is holding their Yoga Meow fundraiser event at Breathe Yoga in Chico on Saturday, November 23rd, starting at 11 a.m. This will be a yoga get-together with cats up for adoption, some of whom are cats rescued from the campfire. For more info and to register, go to breatheyoga.com. And Breathe Yoga is located at 830 Broadway Street between 8th and 9th. On Saturday, November 23rd, we have another event from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Animal Place in Grass Valley is hosting two fall-themed guided tours of their sanctuary, featuring time with their rescued pigs and ending with complimentary cider and, of course, vegan muffins. For more info and to register, please go to their website at animalplace.org. And our friends up in Reading On Saturday, November 23rd, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., the Reading Vegan Meetup is hosting its first annual Un-Turkey Thanksgiving Potluck to be held at Brewcraft Coffee in Reading, which is located at 1320 Yuba Street. For more information and to sign up, please go to the Reading Vegan Meetup Facebook group, and you do not have to be a vegan to attend. Last Wednesday, we had on our on the show, we had Jackson Payden Moore as our guest. He has been organizing the Cubes of Truth in Chico. He will be holding a Cube of Truth outreach training workshop on Sunday, November 24th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Chico Peace and Justice Center at 526 Broadway in Chico. The workshop will teach activists how to conduct the vegan outreach conversations that happen during a Cube of Truth. They'll be using the Anonymous for the Voiceless Outreach Manual and will be practicing role-playing to handle difficult situations. You can contact Jackson Payden Moore via the Anonymous for the Voiceless Chico chapter for more information and to get a link to the role-playing material. Coming up next week, November 28th, Thursday, Thanksgiving, Goji's Cafe in Chico will be hosting an all-vegan, all-you-can-eat Indian-style vegan buffet on Thanksgiving Day from 11 to 3. Gogi's is located at 230 Salem Street in downtown Chico. For more information, please see Gogi's Facebook page. And on November 29th, the Chico chapter of Anonymous for the Voiceless is organizing a Cube of Truth event on Black Friday, November 29th, from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Chico City Plaza. For more information on this group and these events, please join the Facebook group Anonymous for the Voiceless Chico chapter. Everyone is welcome. The Cube of Truth is a structured, non-confrontational outreach event to instill curiosity, conversation, and performance art. And one more thing. We're going to probably try and get these folks online on the show, but to hold the date for December 14th, the Holiday Pop-Up for Compassion, a benefit night for Blackberry Creek Farm Animal Sanctuary, will be happening on December 14th from 4 to 9 p.m. at Breathe Yoga Studio at 830 Broadway in Chico. The event offers you a chance to shop, eat, sip champagne, and be pampered while supporting rescued farm animals. The benefit will be for Blackberry Creek Farm Sanctuary in Colfax. For more information and updates, follow the Holiday Pop-Up for Compassion Facebook event, which you can find on the Non-Human Radio Facebook page. And as always, we have one last piece of business to close out today's show. And that is the Animal Rights Quote of the Week with a little bit of a lead-in. November is Adopt a Senior Pet Month. I doubt any of my listeners would voluntarily surrender senior pets to the shelter, but I'm going to encourage you to step up and be a loud advocate for senior animals if you know of anyone who's going to give up their senior animal. Surrendering a longtime companion is a sad betrayal that causes tremendous suffering, as you can imagine. Shelter workers do their best, but they see this pattern over and over. At first, these animals are terrified, then they go into shock, and after that, the days of anxiety lead to desperation. And after that, those animals can give up on life because the love that they gave was unmatched by the love that they received. If they're lucky, they end up in a foster situation where human heroes help to rebuild their confidence by loving them again and again until one day the tail wags or that purr comes back. But it's never the same as their first real family, as you can imagine. So even though it's Adopt a Senior Pet Month, I say it's a Keep and Cherish a Senior Pet Month. And if any of these words have resonated with you, I want you to dial up the empathy and try applying that empathy to the turkey, the lamb, piglet, or chick who might be on their way to your plate. Or even more, consider the dairy cow who has to give birth year after year, only to have her calf taken from her so that humans can drink milk or eat cheese. That betrayal and suffering is monumental. All right. Our quote of the week is from animal activist William Ralph Inge, who wrote, "We have enslaved the rest of the animal creation and have treated our distant cousins in fur and feathers so badly that beyond doubt, if they were able to formulate a religion, they would depict the devil in human form. Don't be the devil. Treat your fellow earthlings with more care and compassion." This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KCFR, its board, its volunteers, its underwriters, or its staff.